You're listening to English O'Clock 2.0. Hello and welcome to English O'Clock 2.0. My name is Julia and this is advanced class number 36. That's right. So we are on class 36. That means that we did that we have already done since this whole thing started, 35 classes. But you can always go back. If something is too difficult, you can always go back. You can always tell me, Julia, this is too difficult, or Julia, can you explain this or can you explain that? And this is what I am here for. So we're going to start with today's task, which is the following question. When was the last time you wore jeans? When was the last time you wore jeans? That's what I want to know today. Okay, what did we do in class number 35? We looked at the phrasal verb to fit in, or sometimes even to fit in with. If we talk about encajar con o dentro de algo, no? We looked at question mix number 177, questions 1 to 20. So it's time to finish question mix 21. It's time to finish question mix number 177 today. We did ordinal numbers, block number 3 and 4. We did vocabulary list number 137, words 1 to 15. So that's another element that we'll finish today. We looked at questions with ever and never. We saw some irregular verbs, not all of them, and we finished with translation booklet number 6, list number 16, sentences 1 to 15. So that's the third element or the third thing that we are going to finish today. But before we get our hands on the practice, we are going to take a look at today's phrasal verb, which is, I think it's a fun one. I mean, can phrasal verbs be fun? Qué gracioso, qué bien me lo paso con los phrasal verbs. Not really, but I still think today's phrasal verb is quite fun. And so for today, I chose to leaf through. To leaf through. And to leaf is regular. So every day I leaf through a magazine, for example. Yesterday I leafed through a magazine, and lately I've leafed through many books, all right? What does it mean? What does to leaf through mean? It means ojear. And I like it because I feel like it's almost onomatopoeic, because if you turn a page in a book or in a magazine, like, listen, I think this is what a leaf sounds like. Listen again. I think, I don't know why, it's just really nice. I just really like it. So, ojear. Let's take a look at the three example sentences. Siempre ojeo un libro antes de comprarlo. I always leaf through a book before buying it. You cannot say I always leaf a book through, inseparable. You cannot separate this phrasal verb. I always leaf through a book before buying it. In my case, I actually always leaf through magazines before buying them. Okay, and sometimes I leaf through them, I'm like, meh, not interesting, I'm not buying that. Number two, él ojeó la revista esperando al médico. That's what I do. He leafed through the magazine waiting for the doctor, right? And the last one, ella aún no ha ojeado ninguna revista de bodas. She hasn't leafed through any bridal magazines yet. So, obviously, this phrasal verb is taken from the book Phrasal Verbs en Inglés que Deberías Conocer, written by myself and an ex-colleague of mine and a friend of mine, and published by Vaughan Systems. So to leaf through is ojear, and that's what we do when we pick up a book and we just like, I think you can hear this. You know, you kind of, lo ojeamos, right? Well, you know what ojear means. So in English, it's to leaf through. So what do you leaf through? Do you leaf through books before buying them? Do you leaf through magazines? What do you leaf through? Or do you leaf, maybe you don't leaf through anything. Anyways, let's take a look at question mix number 177. As promised, we're going to do questions 21 to 40. And you can find these questions on page number 128. And because this is advanced level, no me corto ni un pelo. I speak native speed. You know, sometimes I do pronounce slower or I do say something slower, But normally I just talk and ask you stuff and just expect you to know. So if at some point I get in over my head, y me super adelanto, then you can say, Julia, slow down a little bit. I can't understand you. Or if you like it, well then great. Okay, so question 21 from question mix number 177 from page number 128 from the English O'Clock book is, are you going to play pool tomorrow? Are you going to play pool tomorrow? Now, pool, interesting fact, is por una parte piscina, but another meaning of pool is I actually don't know how you say it in Spanish, billar, I think. Yeah, I think so. I think it's billar. and then a pool can also be the game, right? The game of billar. So that's exactly what I mean in this question. Are you going to play pool tomorrow? Obviously, you're not going to play piscina tomorrow, right? So it makes sense. No, I'm not. I'm not going to play pool tomorrow. When I was younger, I thought I was really good at pool. I really am not. So I'm not good at pool. Are you good at pool? At playing pool? Number 22, ask me if I have ever seen a bear in the mountains. Ask me if I have ever seen a bear in the mountains. So you would say, Julia, have you ever seen a bear in the mountains? As a matter of fact, funny you should ask, I have. I have seen a bear in the mountains. It was a long time ago. I saw the bear when I must have been around 8 or 9, I think. See, I have really great parents, and they are... they got divorced because they were so different. Like, my mom is a city hopper. She loves city life. She loves glamour. She loves shopping. She loves, you know, going out for lunch or dinner. She loves, you know, just, she's kind of, she's not a party girl, but she likes city life. While my father is quite the opposite. He's a nature loving guy. And so when we were off school, my father would take myself and my brother to the mountains. And we were small. We were, 7, 8, 9 years old. So we were kids. And he took us to the Polish mountains called the Tatra. And if you want to look them up, it's a beautiful mountain range, absolutely spectacular. And we would hike. We would hike in the mountains. And I'm not talking about walking in nature, just walking around in the mountains. I'm talking hiking with your backpack and not eating until we reached, you know, the top of a mountain. And when we did, what we would do is we had those instant soups, you know, like tomato soup, like instant, the one that you get in little pouches, right? In unos sobres. And you just have to boil water and just put in the soup and then you can eat that. So that's what we had usually for lunch when we got up the mountain. And I remember that being such an awesome experience, like climbing on top of that mountain. And then, you know, but sometimes... Now, maybe I'm just inventing it. You know, the older we get, like the more our memory tries to make up for what we don't remember. But I do think that at some point we didn't have water. So my father would take snow and we had this little gas cooker, right? So he would melt the snow. se me está yendo la olla. Maybe that never happened, but I really think it did happen when I was younger. Fine. If it wasn't snow, it was water. That we had, and we would boil the water and then we would prepare the soup. And I remember there was one specific soup, which was the Swiss cheese soup with croutons, and that was my absolutely favorite. And then there were like mushroom soup that I wasn't a big fan of back then, but yeah, I remember that very fondly. So one of those trips in broad daylight, I saw a bear on the other side. Like there was a little valley, so I saw the bear on the other side of the valley, and it was a brown bear, and it was really cute. I mean, I saw it from like 5 kilometers away, right? But it was 5 kilometers. I don't know if I can see that far, but you know what I mean. You know, it was far enough. So I wasn't threatened, but it was pretty spectacular. Anyways, 23, John went to New York on the 3rd. Today is the 8th and he's still there. So, we're talking about something that started in the past and continues until right now because he's still there. So, John has been in New York since the 3rd. We don't say from the 3rd. If we say from the 3rd, we have to say until when, and it hasn't finished yet. So, John has been in New York since the 3rd, and John has been in New York for 5 days. Okay. Number 24, should you link words together to sound more native? Yes, you should. I think you should. You should link words together to sound more native. And one beautiful example is our exercise. I was just going to check if we're going to do it today, but no. The fractions and percentages. So when you say one is the same as 100%, a lot of my students actually say one is the same as 100%. It's not wrong. It's not wrong. But listen to how I say it. One is the same as. Say, es como decir más, no? Say más. One is the same as 100%. So this is the linking I'm talking about. So absolutely you should link words together to sound more native or to sound more natural. 25, was Marilyn Monroe able to sing? Yes, she was. She sang a lot of songs, actually. I used to have a CD. I used to be really, really, really interested in Marilyn Monroe's life. I read her biography and I had loads of posters and stuff. 26, how long does it take to change a tire? Now that depends. I think it takes about half an hour to change a tire if you are stranded on a highway somewhere by yourself, and it probably takes a lot less if you're in a workshop and a mechanic does that for you. 27, would you like to meet a famous person? You know the answer. Of course I would. I would like to meet Iker Casillas. Por enésima vez. I will. At some point I will. You'll see. You'll see. At some point I'll upload a picture on Twitter and Instagram, of course, with Iker Casillas. You'll see. Mark my words. Mark my words. Have you ever been to a 3-star restaurant? And when I'm saying 3-star restaurant, I'm not saying a 3 stars restaurant, because this 3-star or 3 Michelin star counts as an adjective. Right? So it's like a 4-hour flight. I don't say a 4 hours flight. It's a 4-hour flight. Same thing happens with a 3 Michelin star or a 3-star restaurant. Have you ever been to a 3-star restaurant? I actually have. I have been to a 3-star restaurant. I went 2, 3 or 4 years ago, I think. Yeah. 29, have you had dinner yet? No, I haven't had dinner yet. I haven't had dinner yet. Todavía no, no? I haven't had dinner yet. Si vosotros sí habéis cenado ya, then you would say, yes, I have already had dinner. I have already had dinner. 30, how long have you been awake? I've been awake since 7 o'clock, probably 6:30. I've been awake since 6:30, so I've been awake for a ton of hours. 31, ask me if there's ever been a Halloween party at my house. Ask me if there has ever been a Halloween party at my house. So you'd say, Julia, has there ever been a Halloween party at your house? Yes, there has. There has been a Halloween party at my house, and it was a long time ago. Probably around 2009. Yes, 2009. If I haven't spoken about this yet, I probably never will. I can tell you this much. This party ended with two police officers ringing my doorbell at 6 o'clock in the morning. That's how the Halloween party ended. Terrible. 32. How many people did you call yesterday? I called one person yesterday. And so far today, I have called one person so far today. 33. Did you wear a bracelet yesterday? No, I didn't. I didn't wear a bracelet yesterday. I did wear, sí que llevé, no? Or I wore, you can also say that. I wore my watch yesterday, but I didn't wear a bracelet yesterday. 34. Do objects around you inspire you? Sometimes. Sometimes objects around me inspire me. Not always, but sometimes. 35. Would you like to be able to speak Russian? Yes, I would. I would like to be able to speak Russian. I'm kind of able to understand it a little bit, but I'm not able to speak it. 36. Would you prefer to speak every language in the world or to be able to read somebody's mind? No. I would prefer to speak every language in the world. Because, I mean, if to read somebody's mind, I don't know if I would really want that, to read somebody's mind. All right. Next one, number 37. Have you ever been to an authentic Italian restaurant? Yes, I have. I have been to an real Italian restaurant. Yes, I have. 38. I am a big fan of pizza and pasta. And you? I think everybody kind of loves pizza and pasta. I have never, ever met a person who's not, maybe not a big fan, but a fan. They like pizza and pasta. I haven't met anyone. So I am a big fan of pasta and pizza, or pizza and pasta. And you, if you are too, then you'd say, I am a big fan of pizza and pasta too. I am too, me too, or so am I. I'm also a big fan of pizza and pasta, or I'm a big fan of pizza and pasta as well. And if you're not, tell me, I'm dying to know why. 39, ask me when the last time I had caramel ice cream was. So you'd say, Julia, when was the last time you had caramel ice cream? And I say, what are you asking me? I'm asking you when the last time you had caramel ice cream was. And the last time I had caramel ice cream was probably last year or 2 years ago. And the last one, number 40, has there ever been a palm tree in your house? Yes, there has. Now it's outside, but still in my house. So yeah. Right, let's take a look at basics. We're going to do dates, block number 2, so you have it in your English O'Clock book. I'm going to give you 10 dates in total. The first 5 are in British English, and the last 5 are in American English. So, el 3 de marzo 2019. So we would say today is the 3rd of March 2019, and I do not get tired of repeating over and over again that 3rd finishes with a D, like Denmark. 3rd. No es 3rd, it's 3rd. And once you get that, once you understand that it's 3rd and not 3rd, you won't confuse 1st and 3rd as much. Right, so today is the 3rd of March, 2019. El 19 de septiembre, 1995. So today is the 19th of September, 1995. And I know this is probably an easy exercise for you, so make sure to work on the fluency and the melody. All right, today is the 19th of September. I do not take a break there. Today is the 19th of September, 1995. I do not say today is the 19th of September, or today is the 19th of, I don't say that. Today is the 19th of September, 1995. El 1 de enero, 1998. So today is the 1st of January, 1998. Today is the 1st of January, 1998. So the break, if you need it, goes right after the month. Today is the 1st of January, 1998. El 6 de junio, 1993. So today is the 6th of June, 1993. Today is the 6th of June, 1993. The next one, el 11 del 11, 1988. So today is the 11th of November, 1988. And those 5 dates, the 3rd of March, 2019, the 19th of September, 1995, the 1st of January, 1998, the 6th of June, 1993, and the 11th of November, 1988, I was alive in all of those dates, which is quite scary, actually. Good, let's switch to the last or the second 5 dates, and we're going to do that in American. So remember, no prepositions, no articles, but what goes first is the month, and then the day, and then the year. And why is that important? Because that's exactly how they write it. So, el 10/02/2021, that would be, for us, the 10th of February, and for them, October 2nd. Okay, that's why it's important to kind of practice that. And at least, even if you don't say the dates like that, it's still important to know, okay, I think. So, el 16 de abril, 1983. I wasn't alive during that time yet. So, el 16 de abril, 1983. That would be, today is April 16th. So again, no break there. Today is April 16th, 1983. El 21 de septiembre, 1978. So, today is September 21st, 1978. El 26 de febrero 1973, that would be, today is February 26th, today is February 26th, sorry, 1973. El 31 de julio 1968, that would be, today is July 31st, 1968, and the last one, el 12 de mayo 1963, that would be, today is May 12th, 1963. Today is May 12th, 1963. All right, time for vocabulary. We are on list number 137. We're going to do words 16 to 25 because we did 1 to 15 in our previous class. And of course, we are on the book Vocabulario en Inglés, que deberías conocer, written and published by Vaughn. So, number 16, heredar. Heredar. To inherit. To inherit. And there is an H. It's I-N-H-E-R-I-T, inherit. So this sound, you need to actually say it. It's not inherit, it's inherit. It's inherit. Number 17, instalar, to install, to install. Even though it's I-N-S-T-A-L-L, esa A suena como una O. Install, install, to install. Deber, como dinero, un favor, etc. That would be to owe. To owe, and we spell it O-W-E. So I owe you one, te debo una, is where we would use it, right? Deber. Amenazar. Now, amenaza is threat. So amenazar is to threaten, to threaten. And this kind of fashion, I'm just going to call it fashion, of adding en to words, right? So for example, wide is ancho and widen is hacer más ancho. It's not ensanchar, it's the other one. But you know what I mean, right? Or lengthen. Lengthen is hacer más largo, right? So it's just adding en. Threat, amenaza, threaten, amenazar. Desagradable. Think about agradable. Agradable is pleasant, so desagradable would not be displeasant, it's unpleasant. Unpleasant. Impopular. O poco popular, no? It would be unpopular. It's an unpopular show, for example. Popular o querido o famoso, that would be popular, no? Popular and unpopular. Volumen. Volume. Watch out for that vibrating V sound. Volume. Volume. Boda. That would be wedding. Wedding is boda. Capricho. Whim. Whim. And it's funny because it's W-H-I-M, but the H is silent. It's not wh. It's whim. Whim. And the last one for today, of course, sabiduría. Wisdom. Wisdom. And if we're talking about las muelas de juicio, for you guys, it's the justice teeth, no? And for us, it's the wisdom teeth. So las muelas de juicio would be wisdom teeth. Wisdom teeth. All right. We're going to do drill number 166. And this is going to be our last exercise before the translation list. I'm going to ask you 10 questions with can you? All right. And I don't want you to answer straight away with yes, I can or no, I can't. I actually want you to rephrase that question and say, are you asking me if I'm able to? And then I want you to answer with yes, I'm able to or no, I'm not able to. Okay. Because one thing is can, but I want to, can is quite easy. I want to practice this to be able to, right? So, number one, this is drill 166, 166, sorry, sentences or questions 1 to 10. So, can you play the guitar? Can you play the guitar? So, you would say, are you asking me if I'm able to play the guitar? And I say, that's exactly what I'm asking you. And then you say, yes, I'm able to play the guitar, or no, I'm not able to play the guitar. In my case, no, I'm not able to play the guitar. I'm not able to play the ukulele. I'm not even able to play the recorder. No, la flauta, the typical primary school instrument that everybody plays. I'm not able to play it. Number two, can you speak Russian? Are you asking me if I'm able to speak Russian? That's exactly what I'm asking. No, I'm not able to speak Russian. Number three, can you make it to the next meeting? Are you asking me if I'm able to make it to the next meeting? Yes, I'm able to make it to the next meeting. Can you afford a mansion? Afford es permitirse el lujo de, right? So can you afford a mansion? Are you asking me if I am able to afford a mansion? I could say, are you asking me if I can afford a mansion? But I want to practice this able to. So are you asking me if I'm able to afford a mansion? Exactly that is what I'm asking you. So no, I'm not able to afford a mansion. Number five, can you understand a Texan? So a person from Texas, right? Can you understand a Texan? So are you asking me if I'm able to understand a Texan? That's exactly what I'm asking. It depends. There is a wonderful yoga teacher, and I talked about her, I think, a few times already, called Adriana. So if you're into yoga, or if you're looking to get into yoga, or if you just want to continue yoga, or you're looking for a yoga teacher online, yoga with Adrian is really nice. And she's from Texas, so she's Texan, and I understand her perfectly. But then some people have a very, quite difficult accent. So I'm not always, I'm going to say I'm usually I'm able to understand a Texan, but I'm not always able to understand a Texan. Number six, can you clean your house in 5 minutes? Are you asking me if I'm able to clean my house in 5 minutes? That's exactly what I'm asking. And the answer is no, I am not able to clean my house in 5 minutes. I am able to pick up stuff and kind of make it look organized, but not really clean it. Like dusting and vacuum cleaning, I was going to say hoovering, and washing the dishes and, you know, folding the laundry, that in 5 minutes, impossible. Number seven, can you read a book in 1 day? Can you read a book in 1 day? Are you asking me if I'm able to read a book in 1 day? That's right, that's what I'm asking. No, I'm not able to read a book in 1 day. Number eight, can you watch 5 movies in a row? So are you asking me if I'm able to watch 5 movies in a row? That's what I'm asking, yes. Yes, I'm able to watch 5 movies in a row. We've all been there, haven't we? Binge watching. Maybe not movies, but maybe a series where every episode is 1 hour. Huh? Game of Thrones, or 24, or Grey's Anatomy, or The Walking Dead. You've been there, haven't you? I have. I most certainly have, so I'm able to watch 5 movies in a row. Number nine, can you speak on the phone for hours? This is actually interesting. This is a very interesting question. Are you asking me if I'm able to speak on the phone for hours? I used to be able to speak on the phone for hours. Not so much anymore. I do still have a few friends, maybe probably one or two people. No, more. Maybe like 5 people that I'm still able to speak on the phone for hours. But not because we're not used to calling that much anymore. It's always texting or messaging or Insta messaging or tweeting or WhatsApping or SMS. Well, nobody sends SMSs anymore. But people are not very used to talking or speaking on the phone for hours. And it's actually funny because what used to be normal, say 20 years ago or even 10 years ago, of just calling someone saying, hey, what's up? How are you doing? Now, I don't want to say it's creepy because I do it and I don't think I'm creepy. But it's true that if somebody calls you, you're like, oh God, something happened, you know, or why is this person calling me? Why can't they just send a message, right? So I have this friend, her name is Lucia. And Lucia and I are kind of trying to get back into the habit of just picking up the phone and saying, hey, what's up? Can you talk for 5 minutes and tell me what's been going on in your life? And it's actually quite nice. So you don't have to be on the phone for hours, but a phone call, an occasional phone call here and there just to catch up is actually much nicer than a WhatsApp conversation or messages on Instagram or whatnot. And I have to say, I genuinely appreciate the beginning and the end of a conversation. So if you're in a group, that's impossible. But if you are in a one person conversation, well, not in a conversation with someone, right? If it's not in a group, but you message someone. For me, if there's no hi and bye, I feel like it's kind of unfinished, you know? Not when it comes to social media, you know, posting and messaging on social media or tweeting. That is a little bit more loose, I'd say. But if it's a message, like a WhatsApp message, for example, and if it's a conversation, I appreciate a hello and a bye. Anyways, number 10, the last one for today. Can you paint your nails with your left hand? So are you asking me if I'm able to paint my nails with my left hand? Yes, I'm able to paint my nails with my left hand. They're not going to look as good as the right hand. And the right hand doesn't really look good, let me tell you that. So it's even going to be worse with the left hand. All right, that was drill number 166, questions 1 to 10. Let's zip right through to translation booklet number 6. We are on list number 16. We're going to do sentences 16 to 25. Of course, it's the one and only translation booklet Pocket, written and published by Vaughn. Wonderful book to work on your speaking and your fluency. So, number 16, en Sansalo. Ah, amigo, look at that. We just talked about this. So, aflojalo, loosen. Remember what I just said about just adding the en. So, loose es flojo o holgado, no? Aflojalo, loosen it. Apriétalo, tighten. Tight es apretado. Tighten it, apriétalo. No me amenaces, don't threaten me. We just saw that in the vocabulary list. En Sansalo, widen. Widen it. Enderezalo. Straighten it. Straight is recto, no? O derecho. Well, derecho no. It's recto, I think. So straighten it. Acórtalo. Short is corto. Shorten it is, pues acórtalo. Alárgalo. So we wouldn't say longen it. We would say lengthen. Lengthen it. Lengthen it. Ablándalo. Soften it. Soften it. Endurecelo, harden it. Debilítalo, weaken it. Fortalecelo, strengthen, strength, fuerza, strengthen it, fortalecelo. Length, longitud, lengthen it, right? Afílalo, sharp es afilado, so sharpen it. And the last one, nada que ver, no dejes que lo vean. No dejes que lo vean, don't let them see it. Don't let them see it, that was with let. Don't let them see it without to. We don't say don't let them to see it. But if we use allow, don't allow them to see it. But we're going to do some exercises on that. So it's actually quite nice. I haven't planned it. When we talked about the vocabulary where we had this strengthen, no? Fortalecer, I think it was. Let me just double check that. 137. See, I put the book away, so now I have to look it back up. Exactly. Amenazar, not fortalecer. Amenazar, threaten. Right. So this is kind of the adding this en to threat in case of to threat is amenazar. A threat is una amenaza. Threaten, amenazar. Right. And that's it for today. So it's a pretty sweetly not that short, 33 minutes. So. So this is enough for today. Let's take a look at what we did. We looked at the phrasal verb to leaf through, ojear, like a magazine or a book. We looked at question mix number 177, questions 21 to 40. We looked at dates, block number 2, first 5 in British English, last 5 in American English. We looked at vocabulary list number 137, words 16 to 25. We started drill number 166, sentences 1 to 10, where we started to practice this I was or I am able. Are you able to speak Russian? Are you asking me if I'm able to speak Russian? Yes, I'm able to speak Russian, etc. And we finished with translation booklet number 6, list number 16, sentences 16 to 25. So we have one more thing to do, which is today's task. When was the last time you wore jeans? When was the last time you wore jeans? I assume that all of you at some point in your life have worn jeans. So the last time I wore jeans, and this is how you would start answering this question, the last time I wore jeans was yesterday. In my case, it was yesterday. So the last time I wore jeans was yesterday. And that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being here with me. You know where to find me. You can find me on Twitter at English O'Clock 2. Sorry, at English_o'clock. And you can find me on Instagram at English O'Clock 2.0. Or you can just comment the episode directly on iVox if you have any questions, any suggestions, any ideas, whatever you want to tell me. It's more than welcome. As long as it's constructive, you know that. and that's it for today. So again, thank you so much for listening. Take care of yourselves, and I'll see you in the next one. Take care. Bye-bye.